The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show on Smile 90.4 FM.
The other side of the weekend, Two Oceans Marathon come and gone for the ultra runners on Saturday, then the half runners yesterday. Hope you're all okay. To run it just normally, it's a massive feat. Mm. To do that in full firefighting gear.
Sure.
It's next level. Mm. Jermaine Carlson's with us. The other side of him doing it with partner and partners in crime, because I saw a whole group of them doing it yesterday. Photographs all over the route. Jermaine. Here we are. The dreaded Monday call.
Good morning to you and the smile listeners. Well, no, I'm not in a wheelchair. I'm not in bed. I'm at work.
At work.
I think that was 22-7 already. I was busy working.
Ladies and gentlemen, they completed it yesterday. Whoa. A huge, massive Smile FM round of applause, sure. Jermaine. Well done, my friend.
Yeah, I think now that we've done that, I think we set the time for about sub 3 hour 15.
Yes.
Sub 3 hour 15. So I don't think it would have been possible. We ran 2 hours 46, 33 seconds. It would not have been possible without VWS, with Steve and Liam.
Yeah.
Keeping us actually level-headed, paced us through. We didn't even feel Southern Cross. Steve had a brilliant strategy. We ran 3 poles. We walked a pole, but a good brisk walk. But now that has been off our back, the monkey off our back, actually, now the people must donate.
Yes.
Santam came aboard a corporate 100,000 rand.
Oh.
We set the bar for 400,000. If all the corporates can come on board now, and all the listeners out there, I think everyone waited to see, are they going to make it? Are they not going to make it? Are they? Is it going to be a DNF, a do not finish
your name?
We did it. We did it with the grace of God, obviously. And now the people who donate, even all the listeners, if they can even only donate a 50 rand,
exactly,
we will really surpass that target, like the target that we smashed yesterday.
Absolutely.
And I'm telling you, I actually felt smashed when I crossed that line. I have never been so, they were so elated just to feel that grass patch, and I knew it was, okay, it's only 100 meters to go still, but all credit must go to VWS, perfect marketing campaign. So it's all up to the public now. We've done our bit.
Absolutely. You know, Jermaine, when I chatted to you and Ronaldo on Friday, and we were like, you know, there was just the sense with VWS and yourselves that, you know, that it was going to happen. It wasn't a matter of we're going to give it a go. I mean, you were so determined on Friday, and I see that in your face every single year. But doing it so selflessly, not only for others, but for everyone in the Western Cape. I mean, everyone benefits from VWS. The volunteer wildfire services are there. When you look up and get up in the morning and there's a fire anywhere on the mountain, know that they are volunteers, full-time workers that have jobs for a living, that volunteer their time to go before and after work to go put out fires around this beautiful province. That is why Jermaine went to go do that, because they're in desperate need of upgrade to equipment, to cars, to vehicles, so that they can do what? Do that again next year and the year after. And this is why they're raising funds for that great, great cause. Jermaine, again, and I've just got the most beautiful message in from the mayor, who's just said a huge well done from the mayor's office to Jermaine. Proud of you and Ronaldo. Absolutely incredible effort. So again, Jermaine, just wonderful. Wonderful ambassador for not only for the city of Cape Town and the province, but for the great and outstanding work that firefighters do in general in the city, but importantly, those volunteers that volunteer of their time and sacrifice away from their family to go and help you on the front line.
VWS, they are the real heroes in my book. Thank you very
much, sir. Jermaine, my friend, well done.
Yep.
Listen, I hope you get to sit down at least a bit today, buddy.
Hopefully, but I think next year the ultra may be on the cards for us.
True. Whoa. Oh. Hey, listen, you can't go ultra just yet. Rick and I are joining you. We told you.
Nervous, lucky enough on Jermaine. Yeah.
We'll get the mayor to join us as well next year.
Ricky will do the pacing for us. Don't worry.
Sure. Rick can do the pacing for us. I love that.
Okay.
Thanks, Jermaine.
Thank you.
Cheers, my friend.
Follow us on Instagram @ Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.